Well, I'm just glad to see some things finally got. Well, we were one time looked at an office building and put together an after resolve. Three, 4 years ago. So you ready?
Yes, that's, I did read that. There was some Aria.
Looks like it's really raining down.
Yeah, it's
just starting when I came up from the shower.
Hey there. Okay, you guys ready?
All set.
All right, let's call to order the May 19th, 2016 meeting of the City of Mill Creek Design Review Board. Could we have roll call, please?
Chair Dave Gunter.
Present.
Vice Chair Beverly Teague. Member Wayne Bison.
Present.
Member Tina Hastings.
Present.
Member David Hamilton.
Present.
Next item on our agenda for the evening is approval of minutes for our April 21st, 2016 meeting. Do we have any comments or changes or a motion to approve on those minutes?
I don't believe minutes.
Have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. So our first order of business tonight is building elevations and landscaping for Mill Creek Sports on the corner of Dumas Road and Bothell Highway. I also just want to note for the record that I do know the Malums from years of Little League and everything else around here. So, but I want that, just have that in the record just for, okay, great.
All right, thank you, Chair Gunter and board members. For the record, I'm Camille Chris, senior planner. And also, just for your information, not only are the owners here, but they're professional representatives as well. So
good.
If you have any questions towards the end of the meeting, and they did provide a color board that should be up there somewhere if that hasn't been passed all the way along. The project before you tonight is the design review board review of the building elevations and landscaping for Mill Creek Sports. The proposal is a 13,122-square-foot commercial building on 3.75 acres located at 1200 Dumas Road. The binding site plan was approved by the city's hearing examiner on May 3, 2016. The site will provide a 35-foot-wide landscaped roadway buffer on both Dumas Road and Bothell-Everett Highway. Landscaping will also be provided along the building perimeter as well as throughout the parking lot as required by code. The site does include some wetlands on it, which are being handled through the wetland buffering process. The scope of review tonight is to ensure consistency in design and appearance of the building elevations and the landscaping. And here's the site at Bothell-Everett Highway and Dumas Road. Just north of the sports park, there is one other parcel in between. Here's an aerial map of the site. It's currently vacant. There was a house on there for a number of years, which has since been removed. The overall site plan is shown here. I'm not going to go into great detail with it other than to point out that there is an existing driveway cut right here that will be removed, and the new entrances will be on Dumas Road here to the west of the building, and then to the south of the building on Bothell-Everett Highway. And this will be right in, right out only on the Bothell-Everett Highway. I would like to note as well, the site plan does show proposed monument sign. That's not part of your review tonight. The applicant was not at this time ready to submit for the sign. So that will come back to you at another meeting. And as well, there would be wall signage, but that's approved by staff. So that is not part of the review. Here's some existing site condition photos. You're probably very familiar with the corner here in question. The exterior design requirements under our code are for a consistent visual identity on all sides of the building, including an equivalent level of detail for windows and quality of material, and no blank walls. We also prefer incorporation of traditional building materials when possible. So here's the building elevations. The majority of the building is constructed of concrete masonry units in various colors, so that, it probably shows it better up here. I hope it does. Yes, it does. The concrete masonry units are providing much of the horizontal detail here. They're using charcoal gray, sandstone, and then a slightly darker pinkish color for the exterior of the building. In addition, there'll be metal awnings that are a cool hemlock green color. You can see they've added a number of windows on both the first and second floor. The building is actually going to be retail and then with an office mezzanine on the front of the building, and then the rest of the interior will be storage for the Mill Creek sports cards, memorabilia, and the other items they may have. Do you have any questions regarding the exterior of the?
So on the east elevation there, where you have windows on one side and then.
Yes.
Is that blank area where possible proposed signage would go then on the building?
Possibly here. That would make sense in the center of the building. But we haven't actually seen that yet. So.
Okay.
And they'll be able to have signage on both the Bothlevert Highway and the Dumas Road sides of the building. So, any other questions regarding the exterior this time? Oh, I should point out as well, there will be HVAC equipment on the roof, but these parapets here will help screen that. And that is provided, and I didn't include it in the PowerPoint, but as part of the plans that you got on sheet
A1.1,
that does show how the interior of the building will be laid out. And you can see on the roof the HVAC equipment, and they've shown up above how the parapet will help block that. And that is a code requirement to screen for those. And here's just a photo of the materials and colors which you have in front of you. And then they've also submitted a plan for the trash enclosure as required by code, and they've done that as well with the concrete masonry units. The gate portion of it will be metal piping, and then it'll be a metal gate on the front. And that'll be the same color as the metal awnings on the building, the cool hemlock green. Any questions on that? Okay. As far as the landscape design, the code requires unity of design through repetition of plants in coordination with adjacent developments. Landscape material should be hardy and drought tolerant, and we do encourage the use of native plants and retention of existing vegetation. So here's the landscape plan. They've proposed red sunset maple as the majority of the trees around the roadway buffer. And then for the parking lot, it's Chanticleer pear, so there's a few of those in here. They'll also be providing a bike rack, since this is close to the schools and the sports park. And I assume you have a lot of customers that probably ride bikes as well. And the other plant materials are listed out here. If you have any questions about them, I'm happy to answer. I won't go through and list every single one. There is some lawn along the outside portion of the roadway buffer, but most of it is very dense landscaping that will help achieve that 90% coverage that the code requires. The conditions of approval are the building elevations, colors, and materials, and landscaping should be portrayed as submitted on the materials by the applicant, and staff does recommend approval as conditioned. Did you have any questions for me or for the applicant's representatives?
So the main entrance is on the southwest corner.
Oh, it's
right there?
Right here.
Okay, that's the retail piece on that side.
Yes.
What I'd like to do is, since we're doing the building and landscaping, let's discuss any comments, questions pertaining to the building and the trash enclosure. We'll get that covered, and then we'll do landscaping after that.
Sounds good.
So anyone have any questions or comments about the building itself?
Question on the east elevation. I assume that blank upper wall is where the warehouse is. Does that part meet the code requirements of not having too much of a blank face as far as the distance?
It does. It doesn't have to be the whole front of the building.
Okay.
As long as, so they have on the street level, which is really where we want to see as much transparency as possible. They've provided that. On the second story, as long as they've broken it up relatively well, this is acceptable.
Okay.
In our code.
Is that modulation that's being shown there?
There is some modulation along here.
Okay.
And here. And this is also broken up by the use of the different color of the CMU.
Okay.
So.
I guess that's what I was thinking. Since in the center of the building you have that modulation, then you have that flat area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That to me would be a nice place to put your, if you had signage on that side of the building.
It may depend on what the landscaping is like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just.
Again, we haven't really discussed that yet, so that's a possibility.
Okay.
It certainly doesn't have to be in the center of the building. I mean.
Any other comments or questions?
On the on that same elevation, that east elevation, you're talking about articulation. Is there the architect or the building designer here that can tell us about? I'm trying to visualize. Is there a distance or a separation between some of the materials, or how does that work on that elevation?
It's hard to see on that picture, but to the right, there's actually a step in the building where it's like a couple foot step.
Between the horse.
You've got.
Could you get the pointer? Would you be able to address that?
You see it on the site plan.
You can see it on the site plan.
Yeah.
On the big site plan.
So there's some, the slight modulation here. There's greater over here. Part of the reason there's not extensive modulation is because to meet the roadway buffer width and meet the drive aisle width and the parking and the landscaping and the building, it was really tight. So we worked with them to make sure that would fit in there and not compromise the building, but also achieve the modulation.
I guess I'm looking at the east elevation, because that's basically going to be the front door from the parking lot. Is that right?
The west is the parking lot. So this
the west elevation is the front.
This is
okay. So, the upper one is the west. This angle, it's hard to read the.
It's kind of small.
So the top elevation, the west elevation. Mm-hmm. That's the when you have the different colors. That's the area I'm looking at. You can describe going across the second floor. What is there a? Can you describe the depth there on that upper elevation?
We have, I think, four to five different block types up there.
Yeah.
Colors. We've got an 8-foot canopy that projects out along the whole west face of it at the entry where you're coming up. They'll likely have signage there as well, if allowed. We've got recessed entries on two of the.
That's here.
There
and here.
Full height glass at the lower floor. We basically take off every check.
Yeah. I'm just trying to just understand that. I think it's a great looking structure. And then you have there's medallions, or what are those items? Are those vents? What are those?
No, that would be on the
Did you see
the 7CMU?
Did you see the?
Yeah.
So it's to help break up.
I think it's the rain outside. Okay, I understand what you're talking about here now. I'm just trying to. Yeah, no, it's very well. Detailed. You've got a lot of nice materials, the awnings and everything. It seems to blend real nice. It would be nice to see that in person. You're trying to get a little clarification on that. Yeah. Okay.
But also the east elevation. Going to be the street trees across the front of it, so you're not going to see.
Yeah.
The east side, the highway, the whole thing. So that will help break up some.
how tall are those going to get, though? Because we have overhead power in here, don't we?
No. Well, that's a different building.
Okay.
We'll go to the landscape. Questions on the building or the trash enclosure?
What is the trash enclosure side of the building?
There it is, right there.
Do you want to know where it is on the plan? There's actually arcs and covers.
Okay. Are we good on the building?
Yes.
Let's move on. Anybody have a comment on the landscape?
I do. So I'd like to, I think there's a lot of great, there's a lot of great ideas here, a lot of great planting. One of the things I'm looking, if you could, on the pointer,
mm-hmm.
if you could, this corner tree that's right here. Yeah, okay. It's on the corner of Dumas and Bonthliver Highway.
Mm-hmm.
There's all deciduous trees on the plan. There's not an evergreen tree. And so I think what I'm trying to suggest is that maybe, and this is a 20-scale plan, I believe, so there's quite a distance between these trees. But what I think in this corner space, it'd be great if this tree was changed out and have a grouping of three conifers to kind of give a little something at the corner there. That would be quite an interesting, just to kind of break it up a little bit. Now, I guess.
If I could just make one comment on that. If looking at that, I would keep it away from the corner because there's a site. That's a state.
Yeah, I'm not. The trees would be a little closer to the building, so they'd be. There's 35 feet. There's plenty of space in there. So the
so
trees
maybe
would.
Here?
It could be. These are more of a suggestion than a requirement. So I'm just kidding for some discussion. So I would like to have some discussion. They could be some narrow weeping Alaska cedars. They could be a narrow Peruvian spruce. That's just something I'd like to consider. And also, going back up Dumas Road on the side of the Redmont, where you have the other maple tree, which is just north of. No, that's the plum tree. That tree there. So possibly take that tree out and put another grouping of conifers. So when you come down Dumas Road, you're kind of screening the building a little bit, but not directly. So that would be a way to bring a little more. And then also, it would be nice if there could be maybe a little. There's 35 feet of space. Maybe if they could do a 2.5-foot mound, so that when the plantings are there, it's going to kind of soften the corners. Maybe only 2 feet, but maybe some more mounding in those in that 35-foot space to get a little more articulation and just a little softening. But just this is a really great building. It's at a really key intersection. I mean, it's a major Mill Creek, so maybe a little mounding and contouring would be great to just help soften things. And then the other tree I would like to discuss is in the parking lot, kind of on that that front door, the tree right there. If you're going to have signage above that potentially, you have a nice maple trees there, but maybe you want to use a smaller accent tree. It could be a Japanese maple, it could be a Styrax, it could be something different, a smaller magnolia or something, just to give that front entry, like I said, a multi-trunk Japanese maple, something that's going to give that entryway a little bit of character, maybe not get as big if you're trying to get signage up on the building. So those are just some suggestions. And open kind of for discussion. Just a few things to give the nice building a little more diversity with a few of those adjustments.
So these maples were put here to be part of the street tree requirement?
No, it's just a roadway buffer. It's not a street tree requirement.
Okay.
That's only in residential. We don't actually have.
Okay.
We encourage using the approved street tree list because those are ones that don't make the sidewalks heave and create a lot of problems. But it's not a requirement that it be those.
Okay. But I like the concept of being able to switch out that tree at the corner for something closer to the building and an evergreen species. Something that would get really tall and maybe bring down the height of the building a little bit.
Is that? Pardon?
You may be putting signs on that corner. You might be putting signs up on the building.
Yeah,
so then you could put a grouping of Hinoki cypress that are only going to get 12 feet tall. So there's ways. Right, so that's why I'm trying to find out. There's ways to give a little more articulation with a few things. So we're just trying to give you folks some suggestions.
Well, if we kept a different tree there, that would be fine. But if they're actually going to put some signage on that corner of the building, a little mounding with trees on top of it might make the tree even higher. So you might want to.
Yeah, and there's different things they can. Yeah, you're right.
You might want to just leave it. You could have a different tree there to kind of, but I don't know about raising it more when the possibility that there's
going to
be.
Yeah, it's possible that could be lower there, but then in front of the buildings there could be some mounding and contouring just to give it some character, because part of the idea of a 35-foot buffer is to give some separation, and there's room. They're going to have plenty of soil from excavation on this site. They can use some of that for some subgrade grading. So we're just trying to give you folks some suggestions and kind of add to the work that's here. And because there's only two tree varieties, I'm trying to get a little bit more interest. So I respect what you guys have already.
From my standpoint, I like the consistency of the trees all the way around the site instead of breaking the corner. But that's why we're all here.
I would
site together. Sometimes it seems like we see things, it's just sort of like a fruit salad, it's all broken up.
Yeah.
I like the consistency of those trees all the way around. It all looks like one site.
I agree with consistency.
Yeah, quite frankly, I do as well. What do you think?
I like the variety, actually. I think that would make the corner a little bit more interesting, but if this meets code, then that's fine. I mean, that's what we have to go with.
That's kind of what we're trying to do is that's why we're here, to give suggestions and give feedback. And so all these things are kind of put into the mix. I think that the one comment about some contouring would give it some great character. So those are, I think that's what we could do in a motion, is make some suggestions on a couple of these items, but it's not a requirement.
You make a motion with suggestions like that as part of a motion?
Well, it's usually a condition of approval, so either we go one way or the other.
You've kind of heard what I've said, and it's up to you. We're not trying to change anything, because like he said, you've met the conditions.
It's a good design. It looks very nice.
I do like your comment about the trees on the back, and maybe not only the one tree by the entrance, but both those trees to make them a little bit different than the rest of the parking lot.
So
this is the parking lot, and that might draw a little bit more attention to the entrance.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be cool. The tree that's in the back. Maybe being a little bit different.
Here or here.
But I'm okay either way with the outside of the building around business and the highway.
Okay. Can you clarify that?
Okay, so we have motion today. We have four conclusions or recommendations by staff that we need to include, and so I think maybe we recommend a variety of tree on the west elevation.
And, these two.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, that's the one that I would go with. But
sort of like the idea of some of the bounding instead of it just being flat?
Yeah, we could do that. So let's do that.
Yeah.
So if somebody want to make a motion with...
Try.
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion that the Mill Creek Design Review Board approve the...
You can just...
Mill Creek Sports facility building and landscape plan with the findings, the four findings and conclusions in these part five of the staff report. And then also to, on the west side of the building, the two trees that are up in the parking
Is this a condition of approval, or are we saying do this, or it's a suggestion?
Well, it's our recommend. It's part of our approval, because we don't just say, you know, we have to approve something. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. The mounding comment, that's going to redo all of your civil drainage, your site civil drainage. That's going to have to be, I guess.
Which is already under review.
Right.
We've already done a review of it.
Okay. Is that the permit that was just issued?
Well, it's not issued yet, but we did one review, and it would modify
that.
Right.
You guys are on a tight timeline, right?
But
what does that impact our science, too? Once you get the higher you get, it's going to impact what we're
doing. This could have a ripple effect on their design, is what I'm saying.
But if it's going to affect something that's already, and they already meet recommendations, then maybe we have to let that one slide.
Might need to let that go. May I make a recommendation on the tree, though? If you
drainage plan, I don't want it to be a condition tomorrow.
Okay. So does he have to re-say it, or can you just axe that part? Okay, got it.
On the trees by the front door, did you want to recommend a few so that they can select something, and then when they submit the landscape plans for actual construction, then?
Do you have a recommendation on trees? Were you thinking of particular trees on the backside there? Make Japanese maple.
Like that? Okay.
Japanese maple. That sounds good.
Japanese maple. And I like something like multi-trunk. Sort of,
yeah, multi-trunk Japanese maple.
Yeah, multi-trunk Japanese maple.
Okay. Thank you.
So we have a motion, as long as we got it all down. Mm-hmm. We have a second?
A second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's it. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Good to see you guys again. Got you. So any more business we need to talk about next time or whatever before we...
Not this evening. You're probably going to get vintage housing next month.
What about the park?
So
any news on that one?
I have not heard anything.
Okay.
Have you...
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you.
It was kind of fun just to see the written descriptions of the meeting notes and how they kind of took our crazy ideas and put it in a couple sentences. They all had similar but different ideas. So this is ours.
Yeah.
Works out pretty good to have nice samples.
It was cool.
Okay, then we're adjourned.
Okay. I wanted to share with the rest of the group, since just a few of you were here when we started, but I'm just for your information, our department now, community.